The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is, as you've heard, Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. We've got lots to talk about. Should you want to talk with us right now, give us a call, 410-922-6680. It has been a wonderfully, wonderfully busy week. Just having so much fun with real estate. Want to share that with you. I put a Gray Rock condo on the market. I put it on Thursday. We have it under contract as of yesterday morning. We had so much interest in it. It was a beautiful unit, a two-bedroom, two-bath, ground floor, no steps, with a garage. And the, as I said, multiple offers on it. And I think we picked the right one. I just want to congratulate the new buyers and the new, not new, but the real estate agent who is an absolute pleasure to work with, Steve Lynette. If you own a Gray Rock condominium first floor, if you are thinking about selling a Gray Rock condominium first floor in the next few months, I've got several people who are waiting for that exact model. So give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And it was really interesting how this one went. We had, as I said, four or five people. We had that many contracts. And the person who actually won the bidding war came in with his real estate agent. They walked in the door basically and said, "I love it." They loved everything about it. They liked the colors of it. They were the same floors that they'd used in another property they did. They were so committed. And I'm just glad that they had an agent who they worked with that knew how to write the contract with an assurance that it would get accepted. So congratulations. We'll go to settlement in probably less than a month, and I'll be talking about it then. Again, wonderful transaction. I need to apologize to a few people who made an offer on it who didn't get it. I wish I had more, especially Marnie, who had sent an offer over, and I didn't get back to her until the evening to let her know that it was already sold. So my apologies, Marnie. Hope I get one for you and we can do it again. I wanted to talk to you. This is kind of funny in a way, but not really funny in the way. When somebody says, "Can I be honest with you?" Or, "You know what? To tell you the truth," you start to wonder a little bit. And when somebody does that to me, "Trust me, let me tell you the truth. Can I be honest with you?" My immediate thoughts are, "What have you been doing up until now?" It's as if you proclaim that you're honest. Somehow that guarantees its authenticity, but that's rarely the case. I remember some many years ago, I had an experience in real estate. I had sold this house. I was the listing agent. The buyer had her own agent. Had purchased this house, and this buyer, many, many years later, called me back to asked me to sell it. Of course, I asked her, why aren't you using the other agent instead of me? We went through a bunch of questions and answers on that, and she decided she would go with me. And then during our conversation, I asked her why she wanted to sell the house, what her financial situation is, all of the things that I need to do to get a home on the market. I need to know what you owe on the house. I need to know your motivation. I need to know your settlement date. In an ideal world, what date would you like to settle? Would you like to settle this month? Would you like to settle next month? Would you like to settle in 2 weeks? Would you like to settle in 30 days? Or do you need much longer? Do you need a rent back? So in order for me to properly get your home sold, I need to know what it is you want. I can't just sit and wait for an offer to come in and then say, well, this is the day they want to settle. This is how much they want to offer, all of these things, but they may not be things that you want. So when I started asking her, what's your motivation for moving? You haven't been here that long. How much do you owe on the property? When would you like to move? All of these kinds of questions, she immediately said to me, you don't need to know any of that information. I'm not sharing any of that with you. And she insisted that I didn't need any insight into that situation. But one remark that she made really made me think about this. And she repeated it numerous times. She said, I don't trust anybody. I said, not anybody. I don't trust anybody. I'm not telling you anything. I just want you to sell my house. As she repeated it, I closed my folder. I stood up. I thanked her for her time. She seemed very taken aback, but her lack of trust spoke volumes. For me, it's really important to understand when somebody struggles with that trust of others. It reflects maybe their own challenges with honesty. And in my experience, this was the best listing I decided not to pursue. Trust, authenticity is the backbone of this business, of this relationship that I have with my buyers and sellers. I always know who I am represented, and you know whether I'm representing you. Anything that I say, I will tell you. If I said it, if I say it, I'll put it in writing for you. But when somebody says to me, let me tell you the truth, can I be honest with you? Trust me, my reaction is when they say, can I tell you the truth? My reaction to that is, what have you been doing the rest of the time? So, a little humorous, but not so humorous. I'd like to hear some comments from you guys out there listening. Again, this is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and our call-in number is 410-922-6680. I have a really special home coming on the market. I've been thinking about this home for years. This is someone I met probably 20 years ago, and she told me about the house she was living in and how it was originally a barn and she was converting it. Well, I was excited, as you guys know. I love anything unusual. I couldn't wait to see it, see pictures of it. So 15, 20 years go by. I forgot about it, of course, and I get a call, and she said, I don't know if you remember me, but we were at a function together, and you asked lots of questions about my barn. She said, when I met you that many years ago, I knew that if I ever sold my house, it would be with you. Well, she's ready now. I've been out to see the house. She has, congratulations, built a new house out of state. And within the next few weeks, next month for sure, we'll have it on the market. So if you are thinking about living in something that's quite unusual than the normal colonials, the rancher, the contemporaries, think about this home that's sitting on over 2 acres. It's got a rustic, modern style to it, and it is very, very special. If you want quiet, if you want to be away from the neighbors, if you want to feel like you're in the country, but you're still close to the Beltway, still close to shopping and schools and everything. There's a community around there, but this house is beautifully, beautifully situated that you don't know that. When you go inside the property, it is open, it is bright, it's got 20-foot ceilings, it's got everything on that first floor, from the kitchen to the dining to the living room, all flow together, making it a wonderful place to enjoy, relax, have friends over. Lots of people can get there. Also on that first floor is the primary bedroom, which is used a little differently. It probably in itself, the space could be 2 bedrooms, maybe 3 bedrooms and a bath, but they have made the entire space a primary bedroom with the several rooms in it. One of the rooms that could have been a bedroom is a walk-in closet. I thought that was pretty clever. Upstairs, there are another 3 bedrooms and a bath. So if you've got company, if you've got kids, they are completely separated from you. Lots of room in this property. There's a 2-car garage. And entering from the outside, there is a complete separate in-law apartment. 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, a laundry room, a kitchen, closet. You can enter it ground level. You can drive right up to it. You've got a covered patio. It is really a special little place. Maybe you've got a boomerang kid that needs to live there. Maybe you've got visiting families. Maybe you have people who live out of the country that want to come stay for a while. Or maybe you say, hey, why don't we rent this for a while? And that could certainly help pay your mortgage. If you're interested in this kind of a home, give me a call so I can put you on the list and let you know when it's going to be ready for market. So anybody out there who is thinking about buying a home that was a barn, please give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400, and we will be right back after the break.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. And I just had somebody during the break call who wants to see 2007 Thistlewood, and they want to see it right now. Guys, I can't do it right now. It's the only time during the week I absolutely am going to be right here in the station. If Juliana could wait until 1:45, I can get there. I don't know if she's listening. I will try to call her back as soon as I can. I've already texted her. So let me tell you about the home that she does want to see. This is a beautiful colonial two-car garage, five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, wide open floor plan, a large screened-in high-ceiling sunroom, fenced yard, hardwood floors, laundry upstairs. It's really a beauty. It's located at 2007 Thistlewood Road. That's in the Smith Avenue, Mount Washington area. If you're interested in a five-bedroom, 3.5-bath colonial with a huge open floor plan, big, big kitchen, living room, dining room, a bedroom or an office on the first floor. And it also has the luxury of an elevator going up to the second floor, which is a real treat for all kinds of reasons, whether it's somebody who actually needs it for accessibility, or it's just taking heavy pieces of furniture upstairs, or, as I've said before, when you're traveling, how convenient that is to be able to load all of your luggage right there on the elevator, come and go that way. Very, very, very convenient. If you are thinking about that, give me a call. I can show it almost any time except this time on Sunday, and I would be happy to tell you more about it. Again, if you need to see any of these properties that I'm talking about, all you have to do is go to my website, go to margaretrome.com, and the properties that I'm talking about are there along with photographs. If you have any questions, you're welcome to call me. If you're working with a real estate agent, you're welcome to have them call me, or I'll be happy to call them. I'll be happy to tell you all the things about this home. It really is a special home. If you're looking for a home in a neighborhood with a neighborhood association, with a swimming pool, playground, it's a very unique, quiet home, family home neighborhood. So if you're interested in Thistlewood, give me a call. I will be happy to tell you more about that. Wanted to talk to you about, so many times people look at me, look at real estate agents, look at how easy it is, how much fun it is. It is fun for me. I do enjoy what I do. But there's some things that you guys cannot see, and those are the challenges. Those are the challenges that we try to get through, providing a safety net for you when we're trying to sell houses. Let me just see if I can give you a few items that have come up just recently. There are many of them. But just think about when you're working with a client, they need to sell their house, they need the money from the house, and they discover, the inspector discovered, they need to replace the roof now. It's not something that they can wait for. What if that seller does not have the funds to pay for that roof, and the buyer is saying, I can't take a house that needs a roof? How do you work that out? And I have done this on a couple of occasions, found a contractor who I trust. By the way, I don't refer contractors that I don't use personally. I have found a contractor who actually put the roof on prior to settlement and did not expect payment until settlement date. That saved this deal for the seller. It saved the deal for the buyer. They got a home with a brand new roof. The seller got the price they needed. It was wonderful. It was an emergency turned into a really, really good deal for the buyer and the seller. Frequently, something like that happens, whether it's a roof or some other major problem with a home that can't be fixed, that the buyer just walks away because they say, I don't want the problem. I don't want to buy a home with this kind of problem. And I say there's really only two really main things you need for a safe and secure home, and that is a strong, good roof and a good, strong, dry basement. Everything else, you can find the right contractor, you can rebuild, you can change systems, etc. But the first thing, if you see a home that has a wet basement, signs of a wet basement, if you see cardboard boxes that are sitting around with water stains on them, you see details of moisture around the perimeter, you see the water line actually on some of the wood, yes, that house can be waterproof, but you need to know that going in. And I know investors don't seem to mind that. Give me a house with a bad roof. Give me a house with the water in the basement. I'll waterproof it. I'll put a new roof on it. I'll fix it up. I'll sell it. So if you're that kind of person who wants to do that kind of work, yes. But if you're the regular, normal homeowner who just wants a nice, comfortable home to live in, make sure you're looking at those two major things. The pretty countertops, the color of the paint can all be changed easily. So that's one of the things. I had another person whose home I sold was under contract. I had gotten all the information from the person, how much they owed on the house, when they wanted to move, why they wanted to move. And we got the house under contract. And then when they call for the loan amount, I had seen the paperwork with the amount of loan on it. But the loan company sent another amount that was not on the regular one. And it was many tens of thousands of dollars more than this seller thought she owed on the house. Hysteria almost. Think about it. You're ready to go to settlement and you think you know what you're paying, you're going to get paid at settlement, and then you get hit with this enormous amount that you didn't expect. Well, we did some deep diving, deep searching. Why would she be so off on the mortgage payment? We found the paperwork, and apparently some years ago when a family member was not well, their income went down because they couldn't work, and they did something called a loan modification. That loan modification, if we've got a lender out there who wants to talk a bit about this, I would be happy to share that. But they had done a loan modification, and she was told that her payments were reduced, and they were. So she was paying that amount. I think she expected that, you know, they were nice people and they were just going to reduce the loan. That's not how it works. They just added that into what she already owed, and she wound up with tens and tens of thousands of dollars that she owed in order to sell her home. These are the kinds of things that you, the general public, don't see behind the scenes of what real estate agents do. And it's just, okay, think of another one, another situation. I just had this happen to me. I have to tell you about that. I'm the luckiest person around. I had two massive trees that came down during the storm, one on top of the other. They took up the entire backyard of my home. They came within a mere couple of feet from my house. The branch split, and it didn't even hit the brand new air conditioning. I looked out the window, and the way I knew about it, there was a baby deer eating a tree right outside my living room. And I thought, oh, is that really cute? And then I realized I don't have a tree there. When I took a look, I saw these massive, massive trees. I thought it was one, but it was two. And how very, very, very lucky I was. Immediately, I called my contractor. They were there early in the morning. And as of yesterday, amazingly so, everything was cut down, cut up, and was removed. I thought it would take months and months and months to do that. I did write a blog about it. I do have some photos of it. It was probably one of the luckiest situations I've seen with a near disaster. So when that happens to somebody who is selling their house, let's say I had this once before, her house was on the market. She was doing some flower planting on the side screened-in porch, glassed-in porch, flower room, and she left the room to go get a tool or something, and at that moment, a tree branch fell and totally destroyed that room. Now, we had the house on the market. We had the house. We wanted to sell it. What do you do now? Many times when people need to sell a house, they don't have the extra money to fix it up. She could not sell the house like that. Had to borrow money to make that so that the house was safe and livable again. And again, these are things that you do not see that are behind the scenes. You don't see what the real estate agents are going through and how many critical moments that they encounter. Because when we sit at the settlement table, it looks so very, very easy. It looks like we're just signing some paper. We're sitting back. We're chatting. You get the keys. They get the money. And that's the end of settlement. But I just thought, you know, if you guys, and I'm sure every agent out there has had a major kind of story, a major type of catastrophe that has either caused a settlement not to go through or has been very costly to let it go through. If anybody wants to share any of them, or if you're a buyer or seller, if you're just listening in and you want to share that, I just want to thank everything. I'm so thankful that no one was hurt and everything is cleaned up. By the way, if you need a contractor, if you have this kind of situation, I have a team around me, and when you are working with me, they are part of that. The people that removed the tree couldn't have been more wonderful. They sent a half a dozen people with two of these machines that are like bobcats with claws on it. And I'm telling you, in less than a half a day, they had it totally cleaned up. They were called the tree people. Anybody who needs any of this kind of information, give me a call. Right now, we're going to step out. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's H-O-M-E. rome.com, or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. That's what we've been talking about. Again, it's not too late if you want to call us now, 410 972-622-6680. And again, you can reach me after the show if you have any questions or comments, or even if you've got a suggestion for a topic for this show. Call me at 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number. I want to tell you about another special home that is relatively new to the market. This is a single-family home. This is a three-level split level. It has a room that could be an exercise room. It could be a sunroom. It could be a family room with a couple of steps right out to this magnificent level fenced-in backyard, perfect for kids and dogs and privacy. It's an absolute delight to have so much space with such a level amount of space there. There's also a big shed back there. There's another storage area attached to the house. This house has new roof, new heating, new air conditioning, new hot water heater, laundry. Laundry's on the same level as the kitchen, very easy. The driveway is right next to the kitchen door, so you can come right into your kitchen from your car with your loads of groceries, etc. There are three full bedrooms upstairs. There are two full baths. There is a half bath on the main level, on the first level, kitchen level, and there is also another wonderfully sized room that could be a living room, a dining room, another bedroom, because it has its own half bath right there on the same level as the kitchen. If anybody is interested in a home, let me give you the address and let me tell you how to get there. 3123 Betlew James Place. It's an area called Sunrise Cedars in Baltimore County. Again, three bedrooms, two and a half baths. If you are thinking about purchasing a single-family home, give me a call. I'd like to share this very special home. We had a number of people that saw it yesterday, may have some interest in it, but you know what? You never know. People walk in, they walk out, and the next thing you know, they put a contract in. Same thing, people walk in, spend a lot of time there, walk out, and come back with a contract. And we never know that. It's a guessing game. We don't know whether there's true interest until we get that contract in hand. So if anybody is interested in single family home on a quarter acre lot, big level fenced in backyard, driveway, two and a half bathrooms, gas heat, updated systems. It does need some TLC. You do need to get your paint and your caulking out. The main systems are taken care of. This gives you the chance to actually personalize the house, choose the colors you want, resand the floors and make them all one color. Give me a call if you're interested in this home, or if you've got an agent, give them a call. Again, it is at 3123 Betlew James Place. That zip code is 21207, and that home is under $350,000. It's very hard to find a home of this quality, of this size, single family land, driveway for that. They just don't make them anymore. If you're thinking about needing a home of that size, give me a call. Again, you can reach me at 410-530-2400. If you're working with a real estate, the same thing. call them. They can call me, and I can call the agent. Yesterday, we had several people through that did have agents. The agents didn't come. That was fine. They're getting in touch with their agents in case they are ready to make an offer and ask more questions. So, again, it is time for us to take a quick break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
This is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. I'm trying to answer texts and phones during the show, which I should just turn it off, but I don't want to miss any of you. I want to tell you about a house that is going to be coming on the market probably in a couple of weeks. It is a Cheswold home, which is 21209. It is a stone home, all stone home. It is been meticulously taken care of, owned by someone who has extensive architectural background. It is a small home, a two-bedroom home with a bath, but there are plans for an addition. Everything in it, as it stands right now, has a story behind it. The hardwood floors, the stenciling on the floors, the latches on the doors, the immaculate precision of how everything in this house was done, how the electrical outlets were hidden, very accessible, but you don't see them. Very open, very clean. It is just a very unique home. It's got a stone fireplace. It has, because it's a small home, it has the plans, if you wanted to enlarge this, go to the back, add more rooms, and we could probably let you see some of those plans once you have decided, once you have bought the home. We're not going to release those beforehand. And it's just one of these very special homes, landscaped with slate pavers, landscaped with stones from the quarry. Actually, the slate is not the stones that are there. There was a slate roof on the house. They ground that up and used that as the underlayment for part of the stones that were hand cut and personally put down so that it followed the lay of the land and also made sure the runoff was perfect so there was no water coming into the yard or near the house. It has one of the smallest lots that I think is the biggest lot I have ever seen on such small acreage. It's the way it is set, the way it is landscaped with bamboo. The bamboo creates rooms, actual rooms in the backyard that you can get away from each other, patio areas for relaxing, just a very, very special home. If you'd like to talk to me about this house, it is not on the market yet. It will probably be in the next couple of weeks we'll get it on the market. Some of the things that you just don't see in a home of this size and this price range, it has a turn 10 standing seam roof, which is pretty much a lifetime roof. There's snow guards, which we certainly don't have to worry about today with the 90-some degrees, but it is just done. This is for people who really appreciate workmanship. This is not just somebody who needs a house to live in and, you know, going to mess it up a little bit. It is just the basement sills have been replaced. The electric has been updated. There's glass block in the basement windows. I don't think there's an inch of this property that was not perfectly restored. I think I was told, I hope I get this right, that many, many years ago when they first purchased the house, obviously, it must not have been in great condition because he sandblasted the walls, removed the walls, sandblasted them all the way down to the natural stone. It's an all-stone house. And by doing that, there was nothing, it couldn't have been termites. It couldn't have been lead paint. It's all been taken care of. And if you're interested in something with this kind of detail, the interior baseboards, the moldings, all the trims were done. The front door is a special front door. The hinges on the front door are special. The landscaping I mentioned done with stone masonry, and that was picked out from the quarry, hand-picked out, hand-cut, hand-carved, and laid individually. There's a brand-new bathroom there with the Toto toilet. The lighting, the electrical, galvanized gutters, everything has been done. A new train HVAC system. All of these things that are ready that you need for a home that's as close to perfection as you could get, even though this home was 80 years old. 80 years old. If you are an architect, if you're a builder, if you're a handy person and you just like to see the quality and the craftsmanship of this home, and if you'd like to own it, give me a call. Again, it'll probably be on in the next couple of weeks. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I know we already have some people who are on the waiting list to see it. I can get you some pictures. If you go online and pull up the address, you'll see some of the pictures. 6240 Woodcrest, 21209. Very special home that is coming on the market. You have been listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.